A lot of Democrats were less excited about President Trump's address. One of those is Representative Tom O'Halloran of Arizona's 1st District. The show's Phil Latzman spoke with him this morning for a reaction from the other side of the aisle and wondered what his impressions were of President Trump's speech last night and the tone.
Well, obviously, as most Americans feel, it was more optimistic than Mr. Trump's previous speeches. And there was a sense of him reaching out to try to find the votes necessary to, in a bipartisan way, to try to get the votes to get some of these programs passed. It was obvious from the floor that there were times when and there were a number of Republicans that were less than enthusiastic, especially when it got into talking about any spending programs and some of the tax cuts. There were a number of Republicans that just sat down when many of them had stood up. So they're going to have some problems within their caucus on that. I was disappointed on the lack of specifics. There was a lot of general ideas and concepts. You can't get too much down into specifics during an address like this, but boy, it lacks a whole lot. And in particular, that's been something that we've been seeing throughout the course of the last 2 months, whether it was from the president or the Republican leadership. There's been these broad conceptual ideas, but nothing as far as how much it's really going to cost our citizens on insurance with their changes to the Affordable Care Act, what direction they're really going to be going in. Last night was the first time we've really heard any concrete proposal about the working families tax cut, middle class tax cut. Mm-hmm. Again, it was just, well, we're going to have a large middle class tax cut. Well, let's take a look at what you're really talking about, especially in relationship to the large corporate tax cut that has been promoted time and time again during the last couple of months.
What can Democrats do to work with him on? And what specifically did you hear that resonates here in Arizona?
Well, I'd love to work with him on an infrastructure bill, but we were starting to hear that is being pushed back further on the agenda. So for Arizonans, and especially for people in my district, an infrastructure bill is going to be very important. I'd like to see them be able to look at a more bipartisan approach to public education. And specifically on health care, right now their concepts on Medicaid are something that we should be sitting down and trying to talk about, because Arizona is going to be hit very hard with the current Medicaid block grant concepts that are coming out of the Republican caucus and the White House. And so I would love to be able to sit down with them and talk about what those really mean to the states, and this cost shifting that Governor Ducey and many other governors across America, Republican governors across America, are very concerned about.
Congressman Tom O'Halloran serves Arizona's 1st Congressional District. He is a freshman Democrat in Congress. And thanks, Congressman, for making the time for us this morning.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
That was KJZZ's Phil Latzman speaking with Arizona Congressman Tom O'Halloran.